Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
So we're rolling now.
Yes, we're rolling now. Let's try this again. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We discuss Nickelback's greatest hits.
No. We bring you part six of our in-depth coverage on Flying Nun Records.
No. I think it's time to talk about college radio.
Welcome to Rocking the Suburbs. Don't adjust your podcast dial. Jim and Patrick are on vacation, so I'm Keith Jacobson, and along my side is
Derek Rika,
and we are coming to you from Beer City, USA, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Also, I like to refer to it as part of the Beermuda Triangle. Because we have, of course, Founders is here in Grand Rapids. To the south, where Derek lives in Kalamazoo, is Bell's. And then over in Holland, Michigan, we have New Holland Brewery there. So I like to call that the Beermuda Triangle. So,
and I will say that not one is better than the rest. They are all delicious.
They are, and we do sample them quite often and invite you to the western side of Michigan in your travels if you ever want to. So today, while Jim and Patrick are on vacation, we thought we would talk about college radio and what it meant to us. I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there probably were in college radio or are listeners of college radio, of course. So Derek and I, we worked at Wider FM, that's 89.1 in Kalamazoo, that's where we met, and we've known each other now for 25 plus years, so.
That's a long, I feel very old right at this point.
Yes, I think we all do, so. You know, it's funny, a little story about how I got involved in Wider. It was my freshman year, so we're talking about the fall of 1991. And they were having a meeting where they were having, you know, for orientation for new employees. And so myself and a friend of mine, Jonathan Richardson, we showed up to the meeting. Unfortunately, we were there a week late. So we had the date and time wrong. So luckily, though, we were able to get a shift. The 2 to 6 a.m. shift was our first shift. And that was the glow-in-the-dark farmer show. So I think we maybe had one listener. There was a guy at the Comfort Inn who would call a lot and request rooms. We were trying to get a bead on getting a hot tub room from him sometime so we could throw a party, but that never came to fruition. But.
And I, too, started. I had kind of an early shift. I did the Sunday morning news. Nothing says, hey, I don't want to listen to you. I'm listening to gospel music, like listening to a radio guy talk about what's going on in Kalamazoo, Michigan, at 6 a.m. on a Sunday.
Usually there's not that much going on there, is
no,
it?
No.
I think I did stumble home a few mornings at that time from the bar.
So. There were a couple of times in which I actually slept at the studios because I knew I had to be there that early.
Yes. I think I did the same thing, except I think I fell asleep while I was broadcasting from 2 to 6 a.m. So one of the things we wanted to talk about at college radio was, you know, coming into college, I think my musical taste at that time was more geared towards classic rock and pop. I always loved radio, but it was, you know, more geared towards that or straight on rock. So, you know, I think coming to Wider opened me up to a whole plethora of other music. One of the songs that I think really sort of triggered it for me is I love the band Ween, and this is where I was introduced to the band. I've gone on to see them live probably a half a dozen times. I was very sad actually when they broke up for a while, but then I think just 2 years ago they reunited. They're back touring now. They're playing limited dates. I think the touring life was getting to them a little bit. And so they're playing more limited dates, destination shows. But it's always an entertaining show to see Ween. I think Jim and Patrick could do a whole series on Ween and hope they do that someday. But the song for me that sort of turned me on to, you know, this moving over into college radio was Ween's Pork Roll, Egg, and Cheese from the Pod album. And we'll listen to it here in a sec. But basically, the gist of it is, I think that they had just gotten home from touring. And he says, "Mom, pass me pork roll, egg, and cheese, please. Cheese on a Kaiser bun." Basically, I think is he just got back from tour and wanted pork roll, egg, and cheese. It was comfort food for him, I think.
You know, growing up in New Jersey, you had an opportunity to either call it a Taylor ham or pork roll. And so it's a divide in the state of New Jersey, and you can always tell where somebody's from, if they're from North Jersey or South Jersey, depending upon what they call it.
So here, let's give a little listen to Pork Roll, Egg, and Cheese by Ween. That was Ween's Pork Roll, Egg, and Cheese from the Pod album. And, you know, it was just sort of a weird song, but it sort of is catchy, I think. And I think that's what sort of brought me to like it and begin to love the band Ween and catch them anytime I saw them live. So for you, Derek, who was it, or what was the song that kind of triggered that into more of an indie college rock?
So for me, I got lucky because growing up in New Jersey, I had a lot of music at my fingertips. I used to stay up late at night and listen to 98.7 Kiss FM out of New York and listen to DJ Red Alert. So I got into big time right when hip hop started getting crazy. The De La Souls, Tribe Called Quest, some of that type of music that was in there was awesome. And then also, too, at night you could pick up some of the college radio stations really well. So I could get the college radio stations from Drexel down in Philadelphia and Seton Hall. And both of those had really great alternative music scenes. So, but it wasn't really till I started DJing that I really got into the, I guess you would say, indie rock sensation. And for me, it was about hearing some bands that just really brought it all out. And one of the ones that I heard and to this day still remember vividly how much I enjoyed listening was the John Spencer Blues Explosion and the song Bell Bottoms. For some reason, that song just pinged in my head. The video was absolutely terrible, but the song itself was just awesome.
Yeah, I do like the John Spencer Blues Explosion. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's coming to town sometime soon, right?
You know, he is. He's coming to GR, and I saw him in GR not too long ago and had a chance to talk to him real quick. But interesting story about John Spencer is that he's kind of linked and related to everybody that I like in that indie scene. So his drummer is Russell Simmons, not to be confused with the other Russell Simmons. But Russell Simmons has produced a bunch of stuff. In fact, Keith, would you like to know an album that Russell Simmons has produced before?
Why, yes, Derek, sure.
He actually, if you were to go back in your archives and look at some Ween albums, you would see Russell's name on there.
Well, I'll have to go dig him out.
Also, too, he did Luscious Jackson, which for me during that time, Naked Eye was a huge fun song to play on the radio. And then also, too, the Tiny Masters of Today, which... you'll have to Google them if you don't know anything about them. They are really cute and fun. He actually played drums for them, and it's a real crazy story how he did that. But, you know, John Spencer became good friends because he collaborated quite a bit with Beck. And so Beck was another one that I enjoyed as well. And then both, Russell and Beck, of course, had worked with Sam Coombs from Quasi and Janet Weiss, his ex-wife, who was the drummer for Sleater-Kinney and also, too, for Stephen Malkmus. And then also, too, for Elliott Smith. And so, for me, that whole grouping of people all kind of fit together. So, and of course, Sam Coombs has played on just about every single Built to Spill album. So, all those artists kind of came together, and then they were all kind of fun. And now, as John Spencer goes and he has a new album, he now has Sam Coombs, ironically, playing the bass guitar for him. And then a gentleman by the name of M. Sword, who is a Michigan product, is now playing the drums as Russell Simmons is doing some other stuff. So John Spencer and his new lineup is still super interconnected, and it's really kind of cool. So I'll be looking forward to seeing them here in less than a month up in Grand Rapids.
I'm looking forward to that, too. So let's give a listen to the song Bell Bottoms by the John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Yeah, I hear that, and if you've ever seen him live, he just has such a good stage presence, and it's one of those things where you cannot not go to a show and leave with your ears ringing and a big smile on your face.
So I thought another thing we would touch on is we got to do some pretty cool stuff when we worked there at the station. We had some great access to different shows, had some cool interviews. The funny one, ironically, is my last year there, I was the program director, and I was contacted by the manager of Kid Rock. Kid Rock at that time was kind of the white boy rapper. I think it was shortly after Vanilla Ice. He was sort of in that vein when he started. And his manager contacted, he was going to be doing a show at Rick's American Cafe in Kalamazoo. They wanted him to do an in-store or in-studio interview and performance. And I turned him down. I thought, Kid Rock didn't really fit with the format of our station. I really thought that the guy wasn't going to go anywhere. Look at my judge of talent. So, hey, he went somewhere. I don't know if it's necessarily my choice of music, but you can't deny he's been pretty successful in the music industry. So,
and, going back on that, I mean, we look, and both Keith and I had a number of artists that we had interviewed, and some went on to do some good things, and lucky enough to interview bands like Knee Deep Shag, which had a couple of hits here and there. And one of the bands that I really enjoyed interviewing was a band called Johnny Clueless. And at the time, they were from Minnesota, and they came through Michigan to play. And I was all excited because they were wonderful in the studio. They were hilarious. They played some music, and they just were fun. And so I was excited to go to that show that night. I wasn't quite 21 yet, so for me to go to the bar, I was pretty excited. Not only that, I didn't have to pay as a college student. That was even a bigger bonus. I got to take my girlfriend with me, so she thought I was big stuff. And then we get there for the show, and there's 8 people there. So instead, what I did is I focused on drinking some Zimas that evening.
You stole my punchline. My story was the band Rhythm Corps. They were a rock band from the Detroit area. They have a hit song, Common Ground. And they were, and it was a few years old at that time, but they were coming through Kalamazoo. And we did a in studio with the lead singer and the drummer. And then they were playing at Rick's that night. And I was not 21 at that time either. So I actually got to go in through the side door with the band before the show, along with my one of our other co-hosts there, Jason Huber. And this was right around the time that Zima was introduced. And I know Zima and Rock in the Suburbs is kind of a running gag, but this was when it was first introduced, and we were so excited that we could go up to the bar and order the Zima. And then, of course, we drank the Zima, and it really wasn't that tasty, but we had it. So
those are the two reasons why Rick's American Cafe in Kalamazoo is not open. Number one, serving minors excessively, and number two, serving Zima.
I'm not sure if that's entirely the truth. I think it might be that they serve too much Zima. So entirely, I think that might be it. So, well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I know that you're also hoping that Jim and Patrick are back from vacation soon so that you don't have to listen to guest hosts like Derek and myself. So, but we've appreciated the opportunity to share some stories and hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where for us, we listen to a ton of music, and it's nice to be able to talk about some of the quick stories about how much we enjoy it and have been lucky enough to be in the music scene in our lives.
So we want to thank Jim and Patrick again for having us while they've been gone. They will be back soon. If you want to connect with us, again, I'm Keith Jacobson. You can follow me on Twitter at Keith Jacobson, and it's S-E-N, J-A-C-O-B-S-E-N. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram. I think I have a Snapchat account. I don't know how to work it. So are you on social media there, Derek?
I am. I'm on MySpace, and yes, you can find me at...
Is your friend Tom? Is he your only friend on there?
I, too, am on the Face Space. I don't really... I'm not a big social media crazy guy, but it's simply Derek, like the ship, and then Rica, R-I-C-C-A. Find me. Laugh at some of my pictures, and have a good day.
And if you want to get a hold of Jim and Patrick, you can email them rock@suburbspod.com or on social media on, I believe, all of those said platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, probably MySpace as well, maybe Snapchat, I'm not sure. Again, I don't know how to get into my Snapchat account, but that is at Suburbs Pod. And also, if you want to get a hold of Jim and Patrick, and from time to time I have done this, you can call the Suburban Party line at 612-440-1984. I have a question for Jim on that 1984 number. He is a Tigers fan. He grew up in Toledo, so he's a Tigers fan. I wonder if maybe that's a reference to the 1984 World Series champion Detroit Tigers, do you think?
If I still had a wooden nickel in my pocket, I would bet yes.
All right. Well, there you go. So again, thanks for listening, and Jim and Patrick will be back soon. Thanks, everybody.
Some stones. I asked if we could be alone. I had some troubles of my own. Knew I had to say goodbye to all the old things held inside. If I let the moment fly, I knew they'd all be magnified. With my naked eye, I saw the falling rain coming down on me. With my naked eye, I saw if I said it all, I could see. It's not a choice I tried to make. It's not a thought I couldn't take. Something told me it was time to give you yours and leave me mine. My vision started to be clear. I watched the sunlight coming near. I knew the day, I knew the night. I knew I couldn't gain my sight. And it feels alright.
Zay, you're out for a beer.
What do you have?
Beer.
What if there wasn't any beer?
Sorry, guys. Never heard of it.
Oh, Zima.
Zima's good.
There you go.
What is this? I don't know. Zima's a unique alcohol, baby.